From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The University of Missouri has announced its first permanent chancellor in 18 months. Nathan Lawrence reports.
Alexander Cartwright, who is currently provost and executive vice chancellor at the State University of New York, has been named as Mizzou's next chancellor. As provost in New York, he spearheaded initiatives dedicated to diversity and financial sustainability. He says he's excited to begin work here in Columbia.
Mizzou is a special place. It has all of the components of being an absolutely great institution, an institution that has a tradition unlike many others in this country. And I believe not only is it an attractive place, but I think it can become a premier public research university in this country.
Cartwright will officially start work August 1st. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri House has given final approval to a proposal that supporters say would bring hundreds of jobs to the southeastern corner of the state. The proposal passed yesterday with a 120-17 vote. The original bill would have allowed steelworks facilities and aluminum smelters to negotiate lower utilities rates than what is allowed under current law. Lawmakers later expanded the proposal to allow any new facility using more than 50 megawatts of electricity a month to negotiate lower rates. The bill now moves to the Senate, where it stalled during the regular session over concerns about rate increases for utilities customers. Blue Cross Blue Shield is leaving the federal insurance exchange created by the Affordable Care Act. Bram Sable-Smith of Side Effects Public Media discusses how this could leave 25 counties without a health insurer come 2018.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City announced on Wednesday that it will not offer plans in the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplace next year, citing losses of $100 million with those plans through 2016. The decision will affect about 67,000 people in Missouri and Kansas. In 25 Missouri counties, the company was the lone insurer this year, which means when residents there look for insurance for 2018 on healthcare.gov, they might not find any plans. Tim McBride is a healthcare economist at Washington University in St. Louis.
We're really in uncharted territory in the history of Obamacare up until now. We've never had a situation where there's been no insurers offering coverage.
But McBride cautions that insurance companies have until July to decide whether to participate in the Missouri marketplaces. That decision is being complicated by the mixed messaging from the Trump administration about whether it will continue payments to insurers to offset some of the losses they incur in the marketplace. Anthem, the lone insurer in dozens more Missouri counties, said on Wednesday that its 2018 plans are still up in the air. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
In addition to Blue Cross Blue Shield, the nation's third largest insurer, Aetna, announced earlier this month it will also completely leave the healthcare exchanges in 2018. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.